So if you have any questions, I can answer.
I've got one. Yes. Of these 100 guaranteed salary jobs that are coming in, how many of those will live permanently in Carlsbad? How many will be new to Carlsbad? And how many already live here? Do you know?
I would have to say that about 70% of the jobs, they will be moving here. Or they already live here.
They'll live here permanently.
That's correct. Yes. Yes. These aren't people coming from Houston or from Midland and officing here, but they would be living in the community. These would be permanent jobs, engineers, laborers, you know, and all the type of employees that we have at Oxy.
Ms. Reardon?
I did want to point out that in the event that they are unable to make their economic development milestones, essentially we would have a lien on the facility, and they would have to pay us the portion of the land was valued, appraised at $940,000. They would have to pay us back whatever portion of that they had not repaid already with economic development. So we do retain that. The 5-year period does not start until a certificate of occupancy has been issued for the building. So essentially until they get the buildings up, rolling, and employees in them, the 5 years does not start. And I believe they're looking at an annual payroll at over $7 million for this facility,
right,
for this site. So yeah, that's what we're looking at in economic development. I believe the total estimated construction for the site, this was again with the smaller fabrication facility and the smaller office building, was at over $12 million. So with the larger facility, I assume that's going to be proportionately larger.
Closer to 15.
Further questions for Mr. Hilfiger?
Is there any way we could get like a data sheet as to how many people are actually going to live here, as to the 100 employees?
I can talk to our HR department. And we can get something for you.
Okay. Yeah.
No further questions. Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll now.